Welcome to the first edition of the EFM Morning Brief 2023. We hope it's a very quick and interesting way for you to get up to speed with the latest news and events at the market, maybe while you brush your teeth or walk to the Martin Gropius Bell for your first meeting. EFM Morning Brief is part of the year-round podcast series Industry Insights, the EFM podcast, presented by the European Film Market of the Berlinale, delving deep into the rapidly evolving film industry. My name is Wendy Mitchell. I'm a journalist and film festival consultant, and I'll be your host for these morning briefings this year. Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by Louise Tutt, who is deputy editor of Screen International. She is working 24/7 in Berlin on Screen's daily issues. So welcome, Louise. We really appreciate your time.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I can attest, it's a bit different this year. Last year, the industry had to sort of stay away because of COVID. So does it feel buzzy, or what are some of the key talking points you think we're going to hear from the industry during EFM this year?
Yeah, it certainly feels much busier than last year, which was a much smaller festival, wasn't it? That you could get reservations in restaurants last year, though. I'm fearing that you probably won't be able to so easily this year. Every sense that we're getting at Screen is that buyers and sellers and everybody is so keen to come back. Everybody's coming with quite big teams, and everybody's excited to get going. I think buyers are ready to buy. Sales companies are sort of trying to work out what buyers want, but they're looking to do some deals here.
And what do you think, maybe it's some things you've covered at Screen in the run-up, or some talking points? I mean, do you think we're going to be talking about streaming wars, or are we talking about diversity and inclusion, or more than that? What do you think people are really talking about this year?
I think we're always talking about streaming wars and diversity and inclusion, but I think that maybe the heat's gone out of the streaming thing for now. I think the big talking point that we're hearing is just what is it that buyers want? That, as we all know, that drama seems to be really struggling at the international box office. All the films that did really good deals at Sundance tended to be genre films, which hasn't gone unnoticed. There's a sense that buyers really do need films to fill up their slates. And it's quite interesting, actually, because we've got some stories in Screen today, this first day of the festival, that actually are about dramas that have been bought. So hopefully, as always, if a film is good quality, if it's got a good package, a good script, a good cast, it will get bought and a deal will be done. I think the other thing that people are talking about a lot and is really resonant here in Berlin a year on is about selling to Russia. I think it's a really difficult dilemma for lots of sales agents who know that Russia is a huge buyer for them. However, some are, especially I think when we say some, I'm talking about Europeans, UK, and the Americans, and they're really conflicted about the right thing to do right now. Should they sell to Russia so that Russian audiences aren't completely isolated, or do they not sell to Russia and completely out of solidarity with their Ukrainian colleagues? And I think it's a tough one. And I think this one is going to run and run.
Yeah. Is that something we can read more about in Screen, perhaps?
You certainly can in the coming days.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's a big topic because, I think some sellers have buyer longtime friends who they know are terribly anti-Putin. And we know many Russian audiences are too. So I guess this is a space we'll watch and see. You mentioned some drama deals. Can you actually tell us any hot scoops this morning?
There are, as you'll see in Screen Daily this morning, there's Paramount Global Content Distribution has done a big deal for all territories outside select ones, including North America, to a big Berlinale competition film, Blackberry, which is all about the rise and fall of the much beloved and lamented by myself Blackberry smartphone. So that's a big deal. I think IFC have got it in the US already. That's interesting because that's a big deal for a competition film already. I think that there are a couple of other big ones that have been done. There is the couple of ones in the market. Magnolia has bought rights to participants film A Compassionate Spy, which is about, it was at Venice, I think, last year, and then at Telluride. And it's about the American nuclear physicist who passed secrets to the Soviet Union. So we're back to Russia again. And this documentary is told from the perspective of his wife. And that's called A Compassionate Spy, I think I said. And that's a Magnolia deal. So that's a big one. I mean, it's a documentary, but these things play like drama features, don't they?
I'm especially excited to hear about that BlackBerry deal because I bagged myself a ticket to the press screening tonight. And I miss those little keyboards. I miss those little keys so much.
I just can't believe it's gone. I just had such a great time in my BlackBerry.
So anything else in screen today that you want to mention?
Well, as you know, we bring you all the big stories, and there is a new one that I think that you'll be very excited by, Wendy. There is a follow-up to the big Lassie film of last year, which is very exciting. This one is called Lassie 2, A New Adventure. That's being sold by Global Screen. And that and the earlier hit, Lassie Come Home, actually did really well all around Europe. So hopes are high for Lassie, A New Adventure. And I think it's also worth noting another big story in screen is that Beyond Utopia, which is the North Korean documentary that was at Sundance and really made waves at Sundance, has finally got a sales agent, a really good one in Dogworth. So do read screen for the details on that.
Amazing. As you know, Louise, I care deeply about Lassie. In fact, your reporter, Jeffrey McNabb, sent me a photo of this new Lassie sequel, and I can exclusively reveal it's got a Jack Russell Terrier in addition to the collie. So hopes are very high.
There are. There's a whole new gang. It's a whole new cast of canine faces.
Wonderful. Louise, we know you've got to get back to churning out that news and editing it. So thank you so much for joining us. Have a great rest of the market, and we're going to keep reading screen to see what other hot deals are coming. Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy. Enjoy Berlin.
So today is the first day of the market. How exciting. We've got some new developments to tell you about. First of all, the EFM Industry Sessions talks and events are going to be in a new location. It's the Documentation Center for Displacement, Expulsion, and Reconciliation. For short, it's the Documentation Center, but it's really important to know that this is the Documentation Center that's just around the corner from Martin Gropius Bau. It's on Strassmannstrasse 90, just a very quick 5-minute walk from MGB. They have an interesting permanent exhibition there as well, so if you have time, do check that out, and you can even get a free guided tour. You can go register for that at the EFM website under the venue page. The Documentation Center, the talks will be in the event hall, but there's also a cafe space called Cafe Connect, and this is going to be really good for informal meetings, a gathering spot for the documentary industry. It's also where the Consult the Experts meetings and Meet the Festivals one-on-ones will take place starting tomorrow. So a reminder, you can pre-register for those at the EFM website under Event Schedule. Another idea I love in this building, there's a room of stillness. No phones, no laptops. If you just need a little break, want to recharge for 5 minutes, just step into there. Anybody that's attending the market can go in there, open from 10 to 7 every day. I can't wait to have a moment of peace in there. The talks series will start on Friday. We'll tell you some highlights of those in tomorrow's episode. The overarching theme for EFM sessions this year is Shift Happens. Yes, I said shift very carefully. Looking at the big questions, where is our industry headed and what can I do about it? Also to mention, at the EFM website, you can find contact information for the Berlinale Awareness Team. These are trained anti-discrimination advisors available during and following the festival. So anyone who witnesses, experiences, or is affected by discrimination during their visit to Berlin can talk to somebody anonymously, confidentially. And again, you can go to the EFM website and find details under Code of Conduct. And just one other thought, if you haven't been to a market in a while, you want to really get up to speed before all your important meetings, there's a new podcast episode just out. You can find it at the EFM website or wherever you get your podcasts. It's a really good one about finance. So it's with international experts Linda Beath, Petri Kimpinen, and Frederik Alf Malmborg. And they're talking to the host Johanna Koljonen. And it's all about financing trends for both films and series. And a reminder that this season of Industry Insights, the EFM podcast, has been produced in cooperation with the Goethe Institute and co-funded by Creative Europe Media. So go check that one out. Thanks for tuning in today to the EFM Morning Brief. We'll be back again tomorrow morning with fresh news, more highlights. So have a great day today, and we'll meet you again tomorrow morning.